This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A day after an apparent attempt on former President and Republican candidate Donald Trump's life, U.S. President Joe Biden says the Secret Service needs more help. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has more.
Thank God the president's okay.
In his first remarks about yesterday's incident, the president says one thing is clear.
The service needs more help. And I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more services.
Asked what those might be,
they made their deciding whether they need more personnel or not.
The agency's acting director is due to brief Trump in Florida today on the incident after acknowledging Secret Service failures in July's attempt on Trump's life. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Law enforcement officials confirmed to the Associated Press the suspect in connection with the attempt on Trump's life is 58-year-old Ryan Routh. Records show Routh lived in North Carolina for most of his life before moving to Hawaii in 2018. His neighbor in Kauai, Hawaii, Christopher Tam, described Routh as welcoming and kind and said news reports of his being a suspect in the attempt were very surprising.
Yeah, obviously it sounds like it's an alleged occurrence. But you know, the officials do their diligence in finding out what really happened. But if he did have anything to do with it, it's very, very shocking to us, certainly.
In 2020, Routh made a social media post backing Trump's reelection. But in more recent years, his posts have expressed support for U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Germany Monday expanded border controls with all its nine neighboring countries in hopes of curbing the flow of irregular migrants, a move that has sparked protests among other European Union members. Germany lies at the heart of Europe in the visa-free Schengen zone, which is designed to allow free movement of people and goods along a corridor, along a core idea of the European project. This is VOA News. Palestinian officials say Israeli airstrikes have killed 16 people on the Gaza Strip, including five women and four children. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
A strike early Monday flattened a home in a rebuilt refugee camp in central Gaza, killing at least 10 people, including four women and two children. Hospital records show that the dead included a mother, her child, and her five siblings. Another strike on a home in Gaza City killed six people, including a woman and two children, according to the civil defense, first responders who operate under the Hamas-run government. Israel says it only targets militants and accuses Hamas and other armed groups of endangering civilians by operating in residential areas. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Australia is imposing additional sanctions on Iranian officials on the second anniversary of the jailing and death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old Kurdish-Iranian woman who was arrested in Iran and died in police custody in September of 2022 for improperly wearing her hijab. Australia's Foreign Affairs Minister said Monday that Australia stood in solidarity with Iranian women and girls in their struggle for equality and empowerment. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
Australian Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong on Monday announced financial sanctions and travel bans on senior security and law enforcement officials who've allegedly been involved in the violent repression of protests in Iran. She said the human rights situation in Iran was dire as female activists continued to be detained and handed death sentences. Senator Wong told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation that abuses by Iranian authorities have continued since the death of Mahsa Jina Amini 2 years ago. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
A United Nations official says between 20 and 50 people have been killed in violence among illegal miners in Papua New Guinea. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The fighting started days ago and is continuing in the Porgera Valley near the site of a landslide in May, estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people, according to the South Pacific Island Nations government. The UN says the death toll of at least 20 was based on information from community members and local authorities in the nation's mountainous inland. It did not have any information on the numbers wounded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on social media, including X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.